plus any other amenities, if you have a pool or whatever, that all goes into it. And you know, on the Chateau Mountain ones, you have a lake view. On the Green Mountain Drive, you don't have a lake view. I mean, all these things go into it. So the developer would have paid quite a bit for land that can see the lake. So, again, I do my best. I'm sorry if you're unhappy. Can I finish?
Hold on, guys. Let's do this one at a time, please.
So, I mean, if you want to send in an appraisal, I would love to bring it in at that value. If I have overvalued you, I apologize. Please show me where. If I have overvalued you, if you only paid, you know, $300,000, and I have you at $535,000, please show me that. Because really, what we're getting down to here, I'm supposed to be at actual cash value for these properties. That's what my oath says. I'm doing my best. Like I said, I discounted in your area about 30% off what I know you guys all paid, and because we were trying to bring it down so that you weren't paying for the business, we were trying to bring it down to where the developer said his structural cost was. So we're not shooting to squeeze the rich people. I'm sorry. We're not trying to hit sales numbers. We're trying to be fair and to charge you or to value you and measure it correctly. That's all I'm trying to do.
So I have a question.
Go ahead.
So how did you value, you just told us how you did the Chateau Mountain North. So how did you come up with the values for Green Mountain and the Trophy Run properties that we're discussing?
The developers told us. I told you when I talked to you, your developer didn't talk to me till the last week. The other developer has been talking to me for 2 years.
And it brought a lot of values down on the assessed values. So we know that from prior appeals. That's why I'm telling you.
So when all I have is things from, you know, people send in their sales letters. Several do. And so I have several from your area. I know what your square footage is. I have a good idea of what you guys paid for it. And they're recent. And so if you, and even the developer came in and he said in front of the commission that nothing in that area was less than $500,000. And it goes, he at that time, it was 2 years ago, he said it went from $500,000 to $1.2 million. Now we know it's much higher. But again, I've not valued you to meet that kind of number. I'm trying to calibrate my system so that it's fair.
Well, and you better be doing either lowering ours considerably or raising the other ones that we've mentioned to you, because it is not fair in any way. Just because somebody gave you a number that says it's $70 or $80 doesn't make it so.
This is Ron. I had construction going on for the last 6 years. All over Taney County. And my experience has been, it didn't matter what part of the county I'm in, construction cost was equal. Now, obviously, a piece of dirt's different. I believe Trophy Run has a view of water. It's not Table Rock, but it's Taney Como. But to have residents in Trophy Run and to say the construction cost on similar property is nearly half, I guess I'm confused how we're being treated equally or same process of calculating is being done. Now, you can talk about getting everybody to fair market value. You're not there. I mean, you've got to say, hey, construction cost is so much a square footage. But when you have us at exactly what we paid and then you're doing a subtraction, but other people are at half or whatever, and then you do a subtraction, that ain't fair. So that means we understand taxes. That means we're going to have a assessed value doubled, but we're going to pay, whatever the mill levy is. We'll pay the same mill levy, but we're going to be paying on double the valuation.
Okay, so
taxation.
I have nothing to do with levies.
The buses went away like 50 years ago.
I've got nothing to do with money. All I do is measure.
For the whole bus
all
ride,
I do is measure.
Not fair.
Hold on. Yeah, well.
Well, and of course, we have nothing to do with the levy, but and are there any other comments from the board, any other questions from the board?
The only thing I did not see was they didn't show any comparables in their own subdivision.
Yeah, do we have any comparables in their subdivision? Do you have any questions about this? Okay, did you get your question answered about the valuation difference?
Yeah, I mean, just a comment. I mean, they, what I've seen since I've been here is the assessor's been very consistent on similar properties, doesn't matter where they're at. So.
And again, I told you we were going down through Hollister first.
Yeah.
And we had to pick up all the new properties along the lake, Branson and Hollister, because they were new. We have to get the new construction in. I will get to these others if I'm wrong, but again, I can only do so much.
Yeah.
Well, lack of ability to do so much is one thing, but when you're saying you're going to charge me $150 a square foot.
I don't charge you anything. I have nothing to do with money.
Stop. Okay. All right, I'm not, let's not both talk at once, okay, guys? For one, county's listening here.
Yep.
I mean, okay, so people got to be able to hear what we're saying. All right. We've had several of these properties already. We've had these other properties in this development that have been subject to the appeals even today, I think.
Yes.
So do we have a motion?
Question. Did we give them the mixed use?
We gave them one.
Okay, we did. All right.
Yeah.
But
I don't know. There's how many other properties are there besides these for this group? I just want to make sure that I understand. How many of these are nightly rentals? All of them, I assume.
Well, they're nightly rentals and they're personal residences that we use when they're not being used for nightly.
Understand.
For both.
I understand. Okay. And is there any other, do you guys have any other appeals on any other days at BOE?
No.
This is all the properties you have on the BOE today?
That's correct.
And one
yes.
has already been deemed.
Huh?
And one has already been deemed for the mixed use.
We haven't done anything on them yet.
Okay.
This is, I don't, you guys haven't been in front of us before today.
No, sir.
Okay, all these properties.
We have two different entities owned by two different people. Correct.
They both own the properties. They're just in two separate LLCs, correct?
Are they fit?
Yes, well, two, yeah, they indicate they both own them. They both own the property.
Oh, both own both.
Yes. Both own the property.
Okay.
Yes.
So.
But
we are good.
Just separate. They have two different LLCs, but they both own the properties. Okay. Or
50-50 in each.
Yeah.
Each LLC. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So we can tell them the good news.
Yeah. All right. And I already talked about the classification.
Okay.
As far as the decrease, basically what we've determined is, one, we have two different, we don't have comps in the same neighborhood. We have been consistent with what we've done. These values have been upheld with other appeals at this point. They are under fair market value in our opinion. Okay, do I have any motion today? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. I would make a motion on these. Do I need to give the BOE numbers?
It's 240 through 241, 242, 243, 244, 245.
Is that all of them?
Yes.
No, there's...
246.
Six.
There's a 246, sorry. There's seven properties total.
That we deny the valuation.
Second.
Okay, there's been a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Gentlemen, with respect to these cases, we understand the argument, and we, whether you know it or not, we appreciate you investing in Taney County and being here. What we have done with the classification is we allow you to pick one of these properties that you want to use as a 75 residential, 25% commercial, and the rest are zoned 100% commercial. That's what we've done consistent with our decision. When you get our decision back, you can, of course, appeal that to the state tax commission and present. It's a brand new game. You can present anything you want up there. You're not limited to what you presented here, but you can go to the state tax commission if you don't like our decision.
Yeah, I do have a question then concerning the 25-75 split. There's two of us. We each own separate properties there, and so we only get one exemption for two of us?
My understanding was that you guys all owned these properties together, but you had two separate LLCs.
Correct.
Okay. So that's the base. We do it as common ownership is how we've been doing them, is that we understand that people use one of them. And you could designate one of them as I'm not putting it in nightly rental and just use that, and that'd be 100% residential. Or you could designate any number of them. And in other words, our decision only applies if you put all of these in nightly rental. That's when you get to this designation, okay? If you pull out one of those properties and just say, I'm not going to rent it out, then we don't do that. But if you're putting them all in a rental pool, then it's part of the commercial enterprise that you're running. That's our logic. I understand you may not agree with it, but that's what we're doing.
Well, we certainly don't agree with the fact that two of us own each of us own lodges there, and we're only getting one exemption. That is not right. We should be getting two. We should be getting two lodges at the 75-25. What don't I understand about that?
Did you not say that you both owned all the properties together?
I mean, this is you both own all the properties together. We're looking at families, husband, wife. They own one. They own several properties together. This is consistent with what we've been doing. I understand you guys aren't married, but I'm just saying to you that that's what we've been doing with common ownership. That was our ruling. In other words, sometimes a trust owns five, seven properties or whatever, and we give one exemption to the beneficiaries of the trust. I mean, you guys are the beneficiaries of all of these properties. That's how we've been doing it.
Yep.
We're not perfect. We're a citizen board. We're doing the best we can. If you want to appeal it to the State Tax Commission so they can tell us, you know, by God, this is how you're going to do it from now on, we are more than happy to comply with that. But we're doing the best we can right now. I hope you can understand.
When you're done, I'd like to make a couple comments.
Okay. Well, I'm done. I'm just explaining to you what that is. And I also wanted, if you're going to pick one, do you have one that you want to pick? I mean, they're all pretty much the same value. But you can pick whichever one you want, and I'm saying that I will make a motion to classify that one as a mixed use.
Do 148, Doug.
Well, let's do 140. I don't care. Let me whichever one. Don't make any difference to me.
Do Lodge 140.
Okay.
I'm talking about 120.
Okay. 140 would be BOE 244, it looks like. 140 Chateau Mountain Court. Is that right?
Okay.
Yep. I would make a motion on BOE 244 that we classified as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Been a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Gentlemen, you will get this decision, and please, you know, if you'd like to make another comment, please do.
I think you had us good till 5, but I'm just going to take a couple minutes. Our family and our extended family has been vacationing to Table Rock and Branson area since about 1986.
Right.
We've made significant investment because we're looking at possibly retiring there someday, and plus like vacationing, and prompt us into also renting our property out. Doug and I have got